Ever wonder how people are breaking into project management? Could you be next? What's really holding you back from this thriving career called project management? Could one little simple shift change your entire career path? Picture this. I was a business analyst, ED, the business analyst, who spent my days focused on spreadsheets, requirements, and coffee breaks that sometimes lasted longer than they should. Wait, before you start judging me, you know you've taken longer coffee breaks than you were supposed to. But I digress. And working directly with the project manager, I asked the project manager, would they be open to allowing me to shadow them? After a project manager agreed, I went to my manager, worked out the details, and let me preface this by saying, I explained that this would not get into my day-to-day work, as well as I would shadow the project manager during my lunch breaks, before and after work. Now, the project manager was the type of person who color-coded sticky notes for the sticky notes. Honestly, I was intrigued just by the organizational skills alone. But seriously, and shadowing this project manager, I had a revelation. I quickly realized that being a PM was less about micromanaging and more about bringing the right people to solve real problems. I found myself excited by how this project manager navigating challenging conversations with a bit of humor and how effortlessly the project manager made everyone feel heard. Now, fast forwarding, my mentor handed me this book called StrengthFinder 2.0 that included a personality test. When I took the personality test, when I reviewed my results, guess what popped up among one of the recommended occupations? I'll wait. Okay, I can't wait that long. I'm sorry, that was only a second. It was project manager. I mean, at this point, was the universe trying to tell me something or was it just messing with me? Either way, that simple experience shadowing a project manager changed my entire career trajectory from analyzing business requirements to leading entire projects. Before we go from being interested to being fully committed, I had to shadow another project manager that was more on the construction side. The first project manager was more on the IT side of things. And I realized the importance of job shadowing an individual. Now, in today's episode, I plan to break down three components: how, skills, and training. Again, how, skills, and training. The how is, how are people successfully entering project management? The skills is, how employers are actually looking for as far as the skill set, soft skill sets, and then the training, the steps that I leverage, as well as what I'm still even using to this day. So I hope you pay attention and stick around for today's episode. This probably could be a career trajectory change for someone. This can be transformational for someone. So I promise you're gonna enjoy today's episode. But before we get into that, we're just gonna jump in. Point number one. Job shadowing. See, observing project managers in action within your current organization allows exposure to real-world project management tasks. You know what happens a lot of times, family, is that we'll go get a degree or a certification, and then we go back to the real world where now we're actually doing the thing we studied for, and sometimes we don't really enjoy it. And that's because we didn't get the exposure, whether that's an internship, whether that's job shadowing, as the point number one we're talking about today. And this, for me, I think if I wouldn't have had this opportunity in the organization I was in at that time, I probably wouldn't even went after. I probably would have became a senior business analyst and then continually to grow from there. But going down this trajectory, it gave me something that, as project managers, if you don't have a business analyst background, sometimes it can be challenging collecting requirements. And so for me, having that business analyst background helped me as a project manager a lot, as well as being able to job shadow someone that provided practical behind the scenes insights into daily PM responsibilities, and most of all, decisions, not choices, because we know the difference. You know, when you make a decision, you cut off everything else. When we make a choice, it's not really firm. So I had an opportunity to watch in real time when conversations became, with conflict and and tasks were, you know, falling off and, you know, falling behind. And it was just so amazing to watch all of this thing in real time. So what I love for you to do is experiment with these three actionable tips. Ask the shadow a project manager in your current organization. Please take notes and ask reflective questions to understand the nuances of the role. That was something else that I did that was so poignant for me, is asking questions. And I appreciate that both of the project managers I had shadow, they were open to it. They wanted those questions because it even made them think, because, you know, sometimes you can get in a routine of things and you don't even realize what you're doing at that time because you've developed the, you know, I guess the know-how, how to do it without even having to think about it. And by the way, family, this is under the how piece. Remember, I said we're going to talk about how. We're going to talk about skills and we're going to talk about training. Still under the how piece. Volunteer for project-based assignments. You don't need a project manager to work on a project-type task. Volunteering to manage or coordinating parts of a project builds practical experience. Why is this important? Because practical exposure prepares you for formal responsibilities of a project manager. Oh, you don't believe me? Here, watch this. Setting timelines, maintaining a budget, tracking deliverables, coordinating with stakeholders, coordinating with the project team. These are all components of a actual project. Here's some actionable tips I'd love for you to go experiment with. Offer to plan your office next event or coordinate a small project. Request to shadow existing PM at your company to learn how they approach their particular task. Point number three, taking junior or assistant roles. Again, taking junior or assistant roles. Accepting positions as a project assistant or coordinator. And in my case, I did a business analyst as an entry point. These positions offer firsthand experience and a clear path to advancement. And when I say a clear path, meaning that now you're going from project coordinator to actual project manager. Sometimes they may have senior coordinators, or, you know, I've seen it in it varies in different organizations, but normally it's coordinator to project manager. But going in these assistant or junior roles allows you to even see if this is something you want to do. And my actionable tips that I would love for you to go experiment with is, number one, apply for a junior level project management role with clear growth path. That is key. Does this role have a clear growth path? If it doesn't have a clear growth path, that may not be a role for you. Number two, clearly express your career aspiration to your manager and seek regular feedback. Point number four, message. If you're new to the episode, anytime that I say message, this is something, if you're driving, please keep your hand, I think, at 10 and 6 or 10 and 4. I don't know. But just keep your hand, both of your hands on the wheel and pay attention to the road. But if you're sitting in the comfort of your home, or you're listening to, or you're sitting down somewhere and you're not in motion, you really want to lock in on this point. Seek mentorship and coaching. A seasoned project manager can offer you guidance, share relevant resources, and introduce you to valuable connection. That alone right there has been the price of which of the time you paid to listen. And let me explain why. I got a mentor. I still have a mentor. Actually, I have two mentors. And why do I have that? Because I understand they see things further down the road than I can. What does that translate to? Meaning they've already been there. So if they've already been there, why wouldn't I want to pick their brain? Why wouldn't I want to ask them probing questions to say, hey, I'm going down this pathway. What do you think? Or this is what they're doing here at this organization. Do you think it's a growth opportunity, or should I go somewhere else? This is why it's important. Mentors help you grow faster by identifying your weaknesses, providing you practical advice, and helping you avoid common pitfalls. Experiment with some of these actionable tips. Reach out to a PM professional on LinkedIn and politely request an informal chat or mentorship. Do I offer mentorship? Of course I do. Do I offer coaching? Of course I do. But I want to say this to you. If you make that decision, not that choice, but you made a decision, this is the path you want to go down, expect, just as how you show up, you should want your coach and your mentor to show up, meaning that you hopefully hope that if you show up prepared, you hopefully hope that if you show up ready to go, that your mentor and your coach is ready to go to support you. I recommend paying for a coach and a mentor, but again, that's up to you, because reason why I feel like if you pay for it, then this way you can understand, like, you're invested, meaning you're committed. It's not something you're interested in. I'm always for that, because I believe when you pay, how you reward your coach and your mentor is by paying them or doing something nice or helping them. I don't know, but paying them is definitely one of them. But I digress. Participate in PM forums or Slack groups to ask questions and learn from seasoned experts. Skills. Okay, now we're going to unpack the skills portion of this. So showcase leadership in non-work context. Leadership roles in community groups, volunteer organization, or even extracurricular clubs can all exhibit project management capabilities. Why is this important? Because it proves you can influence, you can motivate, and guide others if you gain these leadership skills outside of your professional job. Here's some actual tips I would love for you to experiment with. Lead a fundraising campaign or volunteer at your event in your community. Document your success. That's another key. Please document your success. You know, your budget, stakeholder management, outcomes, etc. You get where I'm going. So you can highlight your PM skill set in an actual interview. Point number six, leverage transferable skills. People often move into project management by showcasing skills like communication, organization, problem solving, and leadership. These are all attributes that are relevant to many jobs. Tell me a job. Well, I won't go there. I'll just let it be. But honestly, these are attributes that really set you up for success, especially in the realm of project management. These are fundamental soft skill signals that you are capable of coordinating tasks, managing stakeholders, driving progress effectively, even without explicit project management experience. Here's some actionable tips I would love for you to experiment with. Identify the top three skills you use in your current role and reframe them in a project management context on your resume. Next one. Ask your supervisor for opportunities to lead small team or coordinate in a minor initiative to build your soft skill portfolio. Why is that important? You want as much practical skills as you can get, because this is what happens. Some of the challenges I've seen in the field of project management is that people will go get their CAPM and they won't go get the practical experience so they can see how they can navigate within an organization or a particular department, however you want to place it. But you want to make sure that you can get this hands-on experience, because when you get the hands-on experience, this is an indicator to you, well, yeah, this is something I want to do, or no, I realize I didn't like people as much as I did, because this is a people's job. I really believe that project management is customer service at its highest level. Ooh, I like that. Let me tell you why I like that. It's because of the fact that if you want to be effective, no, that's pretty good. How about an exceptional project manager? You have to work with people that sometimes don't want to be there. They do not want to be there. And so how do you excite them to come to your meetings? How do you encourage them to get tasks done that do not report to you? So you don't have the authority that you normally would have if you had direct reports. So again, get that hands-on experience. Point number seven, focus on problem-solving experience. Project managers are constantly solving issues such as resource limitations, schedule risk, stakeholder conflicts. What else? Cost. I mean, it's a gamut of things that you have to deal with on a constant basis, but this is why I love it. And this is important, because when you're able to demonstrate analytical and problem-solving prowess, it boosts your credibility and it shows you can handle challenges without direct PM experience. Here's some actionable tips I'd love for you to experiment. During interviews, highlight situations where you identified a problem, analyzed the potential solution, and executed on the chosen approach. I would also recommend that you even look in your personal life. How do you go about solving problems? Do you have a framework? How do you even, and on your professional, what is your framework for solving problems? So experiment with those. Point number eight, demonstrate confidence and initiatives. You know, I would really say these two. I should have called a message on this, but I'll let it be. Because see, employers are often looking for someone who can figure it out and confidently move a team. Now, when I say figure it out, I'm not talking about the, I want to see you hit the ground running, figure it out. I am talking about the figuring out, like, hey, I'm going to go ask this person. Okay. I didn't get the right answer from that person, or they didn't have no clue what was going on. And I'm going to go to the next person. Basically being proactive instead of being reactive. having conversation. You have to be someone, I believe, as a people's person, meaning you have to connect with people and ask tough questions to figure out who's the stakeholder that's supposed to be in the room. Are we missing a project team member that could support us? These are things you want to look at. Here's why this is important. Even if you lack official experience, showing that you're proactive, decisive. I had to take my tone a little bit because being decisive is a rare quality. I mean, when you're decisive, you say, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is why I always talk about decisions versus choices, because again, when you make the decision, we're cutting. We are not. Yeah, we have a plan B, but the plan B is not going into effect until we experiment with plan A. And you're ready to learn quickly can help you get into an opportunity potentially of getting a PM role. Experiment with some of these actionable tips for me. Be the first to volunteer for challenging assignments in your current workplace. Share examples in your interviews how you took initiative in past roles to solve tough problems and lead teams. Here's some training that I would recommend if I was trying to make that transition into project management. First thing I would do is showcase my adaptability and continuous learning. Project management can be fluid, from tools, approaches, best practices. So hiring managers want to see self-starters. What project management course have you paid for? What project management training have you taken in the last 6 months, last 2 months? Why is this important? Because adapting swiftly ensures projects remain relevant, efficient, and on track, even when circumstances shift. This is important, family, because you want to make sure you're always on the continuous learning, not getting in a learning loop, but continuous learning. And the difference is, and I want to make sure, because we'll stay on the same page, continuous learning is, I take the information I just learned, go apply it, see what works, see what doesn't work, come back to the drawing board and do it again. A learning loop is, I'm gonna listen to this episode, or I'm gonna read this book, and then that's the end of it. I don't go experiment with the new ideals that they said, or the new ways of new approaches or best practices. That does you no good. So this is why I always want to make these episodes actionable, so you can take away information and apply it today. I'll give you tonight to think it over, but I hope by tomorrow you take action. Here's some actionable tips I love for you to experiment with. Regular read blogs. I have a YouTube channel. I have a LinkedIn. I have a podcast. There's a wealth of information out there for you, so you could listen to and see what aligns with you before you even jump in the field. One of the things I recommend doing, because anyone that comes to me and say, hey, I want to get in, be a project manager, first thing I say is, hey, what blogs you read, what YouTube channels you looked at, what LinkedIn posts have you looked at, etc. Last and final tip here is engage in short, focused training modules, learning about, you know, agile, meaning having an agile mindset, learning about Scrum, just really staying current with the different frameworks and methodologies. Point number 10, online learning as well as self-education. One of the platforms that I've used in the past is Udemy. I've looked at the LinkedIn Learning, which I keep hearing great reviews about, so I'll probably go on there. And of course, Coursera. These are some platforms that you can get on to get the foundational project management knowledge independently. Why is this important? When you demonstrate personal initiative, dedication, it allows you to fill some of those gaps that maybe you had prior to coming into project management. And it helps you understand the language that sometimes us project managers will use. So if we start talking about a project schedule and you got people out here calling them project management plans, then we know that there's a huge difference between the two. And I won't go on my rant about that because I normally do, but I'll stay to the script of what I have to say today. Okay, I can't help it. So a lot of times what ends up happening, people will call a schedule a project management plan. And most of the time, I don't even say anything if I know they're not a project manager. But if they're a project manager, I'll be like, hey, you know there's a difference, right? I remember even in an interview, that was one of the first questions they asked me. They said, so what's the difference between a project management plan and a schedule? Now, if you don't know what the difference is, you're going to equate the schedule and the project management plan as one, and that's not accurate. And so I answered it accurately because there is a difference. A project management plan consists of a multitude of documents or artifacts, however you want to address it. And then a schedule is your milestones, is your task. So we have to understand the difference in between the two. Here, experiment with some of these actionable tips. Schedule consistent time for self-paced courses and share your learned knowledge and network conversations like LinkedIn or writing a blog, because I really believe it will help you. Well, here's my final thoughts today, and I hope that it will give you an impact. If you make this decision to get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, know it is a journey. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. This is not something that when a week from now or a month from now, you have to put in the work. So I know there are a lot of people out there that are saying, oh, well, you don't need experience, which is true, but you still need the experience to lead projects more effectively by getting hands-on practical experience. Because if I took someone that didn't have practical experience and said, here, I need you to lead this multi-million dollar project, they'll look at me crazy, as they should. And that's just like with somebody saying, hey, would you take your car to a mechanic that didn't have any experience? Well, no, I wouldn't. So by using the steps and the framework that I gave you about stepping into some of these entry-level project management roles, like a project coordinator, associate, or even being a business analyst, I would push for a business analyst, because now you get the best of both worlds. You get to basically mirror and shadow a project manager and develop that relationship where you can start asking those type of questions, as well as a project coordinator. But you also get an opportunity to learn how to do requirements correctly and building out a requirements document. So when you're building out your requirements traceability matrix, it's easier as when you come from the background of business analyst. I'm not saying it's hard as a project manager, but I believe that gave me an edge against a lot of project managers, because they had to learn that as they went along most of the time. Because if they started as a project coordinator, then most of the time the project manager actually done that before they got into that role. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, hey, that just simply means it. Until next time.